Welcome everybody to meeting number 27 on Tuesday the 28th of August 2018. It is 5:30 p.m. and I'm not going to ask you all to do star jumps, but if you feel you need to get up and get the blood circulating, I will understand completely on this cold winter's day in Melbourne. Did I say I declare the meeting open at 5:30 p.m? Thank you. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Thank you for joining us here at the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and that the audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent for the duration of the meeting. Before we get going, on behalf of all councillors, I wanted to note the passing of Mirka Mora yesterday and acknowledge that she had an incredible and indelible contribution to our city and community through her art, her energy, her vision and her smile. She has been described today as a driving force in our art scene over many decades. She has left a remarkable legacy for us all. Now to business. The agenda comprises 11 reports from management, 6 of which are confidential, and 1 item of general business. Apologies have been received from councillors Francis Gilly and councillors Francis Gilly and Watts. Item 2 on the agenda this evening is disclosure of conflicts of interest. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to consideration of the item. Thank you. Item 3, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 26 that was held on Tuesday the 31st of July 2018. I'm calling on a councillor, thank you Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Wood. I'm calling on a councillor to second that motion, Councillor Riley, thank you very much. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. All those in favour? Thank you. That is all hands up. That's unanimous, and therefore I can declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 4, matters arising from the previous meeting. Are there any matters arising from the previous open meeting for discussion this evening? No. Thank you very much. There were no items of correspondence that have been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of a confidential agenda item listed this evening? No, no one's even looking at me, so I'll take that as a no. Thank you very much. All good. So I can now move to item 5, reports from committee. And there are no reports from committee for consideration at the meeting in open session this evening. Item 6 is reports from management, and here we are. There are 5 reports from management for consideration in open session. And the first one, 6.1, is the records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No? No? Thank you. I call on a councillor to move a motion, Councillor Oak, thank you, and I call on a councillor to second. Thank you, Councillor Riley. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Thank you. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Okay, that means I can now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. So I declare the motion carried. Thank you very much. The next item, 6.2, is the funding support requests for August 2018. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Presentation? No? Thank you. I call on a councillor to move this motion.
I do.
Councillor Pinder, thank you. And I call on a councillor to second. You're our star seconder tonight, Councillor Riley. Thank you. And would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Just briefly, Lord Mayor. The annual Melbourne Cup Charity Carnival Charity Ball is this year supporting the Guide Dogs Victoria. And it is a superb platform, not only because of the opportunity for fundraising, but also it enables the guide dogs to convey to 600 or 700 people its work with its clients. And the training we probably all saw last week, the graduation of their puppies. Funds are currently needed for the breeding and training program, and this is a great opportunity for that to be fulfilled. So I call on to councillors for their support with this.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to this motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Look, I do agree with Councillor Pinder. Anything to do with the guide dogs, I seem to be fall over backwards with. I just think that that's such a great organisation, helps so many young people and old people, that it is just important that we in some way contribute to the fundraising. And I would note that you are speaking at this event, Lord Mayor, so I'd like to think we'd be there to support you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Would any other councillors like to speak to the motion? Councillor Lilu?
I could echo the sentiment as well. It is the year of the dog in the Chinese, hence the reason why the marketing opportunity has also a guide dog ambassador for this year. It's a great initiative and the great work that Karen and the guide dogs. I never really wanted to get a guide dog because it would be so hard for me to actually give the puppies back, you know. But the amount of work that I've seen they do is tremendous, and the impact that they make for people with disabilities is amazing. So looking forward to it and seeing how we can help.
Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? I'd just like to note that the guide dogs also have a major facility here in the city of Melbourne, which is the After Dark facility down in Docklands, which does an amazing job at bringing the experience for those interested, but also those who can incorporate that into their professional worlds, designers, for example, which is a fantastic facility down there. Would the mover like to reply to... Oh, there were there others. Oh, thank you. Councillor Oak.
Sorry, Lord Mayor. I won't be supporting this, but it's not because of the guide dogs. It's because... Well, there's limited... it's very echoey over here. It's just that I'm all for supporting the guide dog, but I'm confused because it's about supporting the charity ball and supporting this event, and I'm not sure if this is the, you know, let's support the guide dogs. Is this the best way to do it? But that's not what we're being asked tonight. We're being asked to support this charity ball, and there's limited information in our pack about what the, you know, what the process is and what the event is, and does it actually align with a lot of the other events that we support. So I won't be supporting it, but it's got nothing to do with me not supporting the guide dogs. But if we do want to support the guide dog further, maybe we can have another discussion about that.
Noted. Thank you, Councillor Oak. Any other speakers to this motion before I ask the mover if she would like to reply? No. Councillor Pinder, would you like to reply?
No.
Oh, Lord Mayor. Okay, thank you. Well, I'm now going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. And I'm counting Councillor Louis, Councillor Lilu, Councillor Rees, Councillor Pinder, Councillor Riley, Councillor Wood, Councillor Capp as having their hands up in favour. All those against the motion, please raise your hands. I'm noting Councillor Leppett and Councillor Oak. And the majority are in favour, and therefore I declare the motion carried. Thank you very much. I come to item 6.3, which is the 2017-18 Council Works Program End of Financial Year Report. Would the councillors like a presentation on this item? So, Councillor Leppett, you have a question on this item?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. To Professor Adams, who I imagine is behind me, fantastic. One of the items in the report is the update on the Kensington Community Centre. Thank you very much for the update. And I know that there are plans being cooked up for the public consultation, which I understand is at this stage proposed to be happening relatively soon. Can you please provide an update for us so that we can just get that in this open session about what the early plans are, noting that they haven't yet been finalised? Thank you.
Thank you, through you, Lord Mayor. We're at the stage where you're correct. There is a scheme that has been designed at a high level, so it could be costed. There is a business plan which we've just received in the last couple of days, which we will be looking at in terms of taking this forward for financing, etc. And following that, it'll go through consideration of ELT, come to councillor forum, and then out to consultation. I wouldn't want to put a date exactly on that at the moment, but we're going to try and bring that through the system as expeditiously as possible.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Adams. Question from Councillor Oak.
Sorry, and I understand that this item is massive and it's not just about the Kensington Community Recreation Centre, but just following on from that, because I was a bit confused, but so the business case has been written up and completed. So if that's the case, if you could provide a bit more information about how the how community was asked about what should be included in that business case and how the community will be consulted about what should be included at the Community Recreation Centre.
Through you. As I said, I've only just got that business case today. It was drawn up by the officers, basically looking at the ability to support financially a three-court basketball facility, which is the major component of this new development. And the need for that facility, not only in this area, but generally within the municipality. The other items like gyms and other facilities that would come with it obviously would be on the back of that major facility. So that's my understanding of the business case, but at the moment I'm talking to you without the knowledge of having fully read it.
Any other questions, noting that this item is about last year's Capital Works Program, the adjustments to it and the carry forward items, and therefore there will be ongoing opportunities for projects in this year to have ongoing interest? Councillor Pinder, Deputy Lord Mayor, and then you're after that. Councillor
Thanks, Pinder. Lord Mayor. If I could through you to Professor Adams, because this keeps coming up with the community from Kensington, and just want to ask the question, if the business case is already completed, can there be adjustments made if we as a council feel that perhaps there further considerations are required?
Absolutely. I suppose when I say that the business case is completed, it is a draft business case, which we would be looking at, and we would bring that to you before obviously taking it out publicly. And I think this process will be one where there'll be a number of points of consideration by council, not least on the budget for this project, which is substantial.
Thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor.
So, Lord Mayor, mine's just a point of clarification in the recommendation on screen at 6.3.5. It's just, I think, missing a word. Green Our Rooftop Program has a 1.25 million reduction, I think. Is that correct, Rob?
That is correct. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Any other questions at this point, given that we weren't having a presentation, but thanks to Professor Adams for his responses. I'm going to move this motion and I'm calling on a seconder to that motion. Councillor Pinder? Good. In relation to this item, did you want to speak to it? I am noting that this is the report that pulls together the Capital Works Program for the previous financial year. It is noting that there was a minor reduction in terms of the scale of the budget to the end of the year, which indicates that overall the budget was well managed and certainly worked very hard to get us to the point of making sure that we're investing into our community and community infrastructure appropriately, that the internal adjustments also relate to those works where for various reasons those projects have been carried over, and that we'll continue to work with the appropriate people on council and within the councillor group to ensure that as we move through this year, we remain vigilant in terms of the investment we're making on behalf of our constituents here in the city of Melbourne. But well done to Rob and the team for another big year last year and looking forward to the same this year. Councillor Pinder, would you like to speak to the motion?
Just very quickly, Lord Mayor, to say that the protective security measures, of course, is a huge investment in respect of time and money. And a completion date of December 2018, I'm really looking forward to seeing all that work being done. It's looking good, and it obviously needs to meet the needs of the project steering group. So that's something that's obviously blindsided us as well. So it's important to take note that we're actually looking after the community in respect of providing increased measures for greater security.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? I've got Deputy Lord Mayor, then Councillor Riley, then Councillor Oak.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. It's a comprehensive report. So $128.85 million is actually our largest capital works program ever for the City of Melbourne, even with the revised budget of $145.27 million. And obviously, this is our new practice of revising the capital works budget each quarter. So as you rightly said, you'll see some adjustments there. Including the addition of the toilet in Carlton, which has been much asked for, which will actually come out of the 18-19 budget but doesn't require any change to that budget that's already been passed because it can be accommodated within that existing budget. It's a huge program of works, really hard infrastructure, childcare, open space, and the breakdown of just absolute maintenance to keep the city ticking of about $23.59 million against $23.28 million in budget, so slightly oversubscribed in the maintenance program. New works of $58.4 million, renewal, refurbishment and expansion of $50.42 million. So the report itself makes for good reading, everything from Metro Rail to the Bourke Street Precinct redevelopment, South Bank Boulevard, as I mentioned, University Square Master Plan, J.H. Boyd redevelopment, the new open space that will go in there, and Lady Huntingfield Childcare Centre upgrade, just to name a few. So more than happy to support this.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's disappointing that Councillor Watts isn't here this evening to see her silver bullet toilet be on the list and will come a reality. I think she'd be absolutely delighted.
I agree, Councillor Riley. I'll be making sure I pass it on depending on how this motion goes, so to speak. Sorry, Councillor Oak.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Just following on from Deputy Lord Mayor and acknowledging the significant significant piece of work that, or pieces of work that are reported on in this, and thank and acknowledge everyone across council involved in this. Obviously, it's been presented by Rob and his team play a huge role in managing the whole program, but it's a whole of council approach, and it is one of my favourite reports that we receive on a regular basis, because you really see, you know, the amazing infrastructure and investment that we're making. And if anyone is particularly interested in one of these projects, they can see where it's up to and detail about it. So I think it really shows ratepayers' money well at work. And yeah, thank you.
I agree. Any other speakers? Councillor Lilu, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I echo also many of the other my councillors. So we've lost the most livable city in the world, but what I see here is a blueprint to get it back. And I think for me, this is, you know, you look at all the work apart from Metro, because I don't think it belongs in our, I guess, area of responsibility. But, you know, if you look at all the other different projects that's happening here, it will make us, you know, the world's most livable city. And I think that will really play well to how we can actually get that back. I also note that, you know, security measures is very strong. You know, one of the key areas that we lost, I think, was because of, like, security and crime. So, you know, we are, it is a very, very safe city, and I feel that, you know, further enhancement to security will also improve more people coming in.
Excellent. Any other speakers to this motion, please? Councillors? No, I'm just taking a photo for Councillor Watts. If there are no other speakers, then I will put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I'm declaring that motion carried. Thank you very much. All right, item 6.4 is Queen Victoria Market Committee of Trustees update. Would any of the councillors like a presentation on this item, this update? No, thank you very much. I'm going to move this item as well. Is there anybody that would like to second this motion amongst our councillors? Thank you, Councillor Lilu. Speaking on this motion, I'd just like to note the ongoing work that's being done by our executive team to bring the Committee of Trustees together, noting that at the September Council meeting we're expecting the full detail. But this is part of the decision that was previously made to change the way the governance structure will work at Queen Victoria Market, very much reflecting the desire to increase engagement in decision-making at QVM. And again, thanking the team for this update. Noting also that as the team is working through the detail, that it's proposed to have a designated Indigenous representative on the Committee of Trustees, which I welcome, that all of the trader, customer and community representatives will be selected through an independent EOI process, expression of interest process, and that just particularly on the traders, there'll be one representing each part of the market, which is important. So we're going to get a fantastic cross-section of stakeholders to be able to contribute to the ongoing operations and renewal of the market once we finalise this process. I also note, and management is keenly aware, that we have two processes going on at Queen Victoria Market, one in relation to ongoing governance, which is this update tonight, where this is focused on the Committee of Trustees in particular. But the other process that's running is the People's Panel. Sometimes there is confusion between the two, I know, but as we move forward and we get the detail, I'm sure that that clarity will come through, and recognising, of course, that this change to governance structure is ongoing, and the People's Panel is a process that's to deliberate on the renewal program and will have a finite period of operation. as we move forward into that September Council meeting, we can expect the proposed governance principles and recommended changes to the terms of reference for the committee and any further update on arrangements in terms of the appointment of the committee under the EOI process. I don't underestimate the work that's going into this and the other elements of QVM. So, again, acknowledging the work of Joe Wandell and everyone else who's involved in this, having won an award this week, Joe, so just acknowledging that as well. Sorry I didn't say that at the start of proceedings tonight. That is why I am pleased to propose this motion, and I'm looking to Councillor Councillor Lee Liu as the seconder. Would you like to speak to this motion? Are there any other speakers to this motion? Deputy Lord Mayor?
Thanks, Lord Mayor, and thanks to officers for all their work. Obviously, this is an update as we head along the process. September, as you've rightly said, the September meeting will be the critical one. I've raised governance questions when this first came to council, and I know the team are working through answers to those questions and many more. So I look forward to that September meeting coming back when we talk about the detailed terms of reference, the governance arrangements, and how this will work to ensure that the Queen Victoria Market project stays on track or gets back on track. So I look forward to that September meeting and thank officers for all their work in the interim on answering those governance questions.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Were there any other councillors that would like to speak to the motion? No? Good. Well, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That is unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you very much. We now move to item 6.5, Councillor Code of Conduct Enhancements and Related Policies, which has been withdrawn from the agenda and will now be considered at the special council meeting on Tuesday the 4th of September, commencing at 5 p.m. So, item 6.6, Establishment of the Chief Executive Officer Employment Matters Committee. Would any councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Okay, then I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Wood. I'm looking for a councillor to second the motion, please. Councillor Lee Liu. Good, thank you. Councillor Wood, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Yeah, thanks, Lord Mayor. So this motion, if it's supported, will get our CIO Employment Matters Committee into being. Obviously, the 6.9 addition there is about about quorum and essentially having the committee get stuck into the work of recruitment, identifying recruitment agencies and starting the process while we settle on an independent member. 6.4 appoints Councillor Pinder Mortimer and Councillor Reese to be the members of the CEO EMC. They, of course, will join myself as Chair of Finance and Governance and the Lord Mayor on that CEO Employment Matters Committee. Again, I thank officers for their work. We did a bit of a benchmark against best practice in terms of CEO Employment Matters Committees across the state and in other local government jurisdictions. And that is what we see before us this evening in terms of the terms of reference and how this CEO Employment Matters Committee will function. It's got a very, very important role to play, and we look forward to getting it underway, hopefully, this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Wood. Councillor Lee Liu, don't want to speak to the motion. Any other speakers? Thank you, Councillor Reese.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'll just say that I'm pleased to be joining the CEO Employment Matters Committee. I agree that it'll be one of the most important decisions made by Council this term. As current incumbent Ben Rimmer would be the first to say, it's one of the toughest but also most rewarding jobs going around, and I can assure members of the public here, anybody tuning in, that we will be very thorough and diligent in selecting a new leader for the organisation.
Thank you, Councillor Reese. Councillor Leppett?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Thank you, Marlo and your team, for bringing this to us in such a short period of time. That's very greatly appreciated. This is a big formalisation of the previous structure, which was an informal advisory committee of three councillors plus an independent chair and a resolution of council which set out the expectations of that team of four. This is now a Section 86 committee, a team of five with additional responsibilities that come with being a Section 86 committee. Based on discussions throughout the day and earlier, I am confident that the members of the committee will be interpreting the terms of reference in such a way as to give deference to the need to consult where possible with the broader councillor group and more broadly than that when that is possible. As a particular issue to highlight here while we're able to get this on the public record, I do note that it is a power of the CEO Employment Matters Committee, if this goes through today, to develop performance criteria for the CEO and to assess the CEO's performance against set criteria. Obviously, that is a matter that should happen taking into account broader views. That's not strictly saying that that is done in consultation with others, but I think that that doesn't need to be stated, knowing that the members of the committee have undertaken to ensure that there are processes in place to be fair, certainly to all parties, and to make sure that information that needs to be captured is captured. And so on that basis, I'm comfortable with enlarging and formalising the structure here. And I wish Councillors Pinder and Rees well as the two general reps to the committee, as well, of course, as the Lord Mayor and Deputy Lord Mayor. I think that there's a lot of capacity to show best practice here through quite a formal structure compared to what we had in the past. Finally, I think the new additions are very good. Obviously, we don't want to curtail the ability of the CEO EMC to act quickly and swiftly before we have an independent member. So thank you for those suggestions as well.
Excellent. Councillor Pinder.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I'd like to thank Councillor Oak for her involvement in the previous committee and say that I'm delighted to be on this committee and echo every single comment that Councillor Leppard has just made. I think it's very important that we share information and bring it to the wider council group.
Good. Agree. Thank you. Any other councillors would like to speak to the motion? No? In that case, I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. And that's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you very much. Okay, well, this concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session this evening. There is one item of general business, item 7, for consideration in the open session, 7.1, notice of motion, the 2018 Victorian election call to parties. I am going to move the motion. I'm calling on Councillor Leppert to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Leppert. In speaking to the motion, I'd like to start by acknowledging all the councillors for the effort that's been put in, the thoughtfulness to this list of issues that we are taking to the parties ahead of the state election, representing issues that are important for us as councillors, but also reflect the strategies that are being sought by our council executive team. And knowing particularly that for these items noted in our call to parties, that we particularly need the cooperation and to work in partnership in many ways with the state government to be able to see them successfully implemented. I'd also like to acknowledge the efforts of Councillor Leppert, who has shown great leadership in herding the cats to bring this call to parties together, and really appreciate your efforts, Councillor Leppert, because you know, without somebody willing to put in the extra time and effort to understand the priorities of all of the councillors, reflect that back together with us on the strategies of the City of Melbourne and then pull it all together into one document, we wouldn't have it. So thank you very much for doing that. I know you're going to speak to this motion as well, but one other, I guess, higher level reflection is that all of us understand the challenges that are facing us here in the City of Melbourne, particularly as a result of population growth, and we all have a desire to take those big bold steps to be able to face the challenges but really set the city up for a successful future, a brighter future, based on big projects that require good coordination, cooperation across levels of government and across sectors. And I think that our efforts together to engage with the parties to understand their commitments to these issues is a really important part of the leadership that we can play, that advocacy that we can play as a councillor group on behalf of our constituents to do our best to see those larger projects implemented successfully into the future. So on that basis, I'm happy to propose. Councillor Leppert, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. I'm very happy to second the CAP's wish list for City. I'm just going to put my foot right in it. I'm sure Mr. Royal didn't write the headline, but it was a good piece. Thank you, Lord Mayor, for your leadership in being willing to be the spokesperson for what has been a genuine collaborative effort, and I've been pleased to be a small part of that, but I know that this is going to be a joint effort there and not just 11 councillors. Also, we are taking on board what we have said are our key advocacy projects in endorsed City of Melbourne strategies and taken advice from our officers as well. But we've resulted in this list of 17 issues, and as the Lord Mayor has said, this document really does have multiple purposes, but we are a capital city council and should be seeking to influence debate, and public debates during an election year are very important because they can often result in where state government policy heads for the 4 years after that as well. So there are lots of purposes here. I'm not going to hone in on any particular issue here, although there's a lot of, you know, issues that I feel very strongly about in this list. I think that the process is just as important, and I'm glad that we've been able to come together with a unified position and speak with one voice from the Capital City Council and say, here's how we can make Melbourne an even greater city. I'm looking forward to Councillor Leelu's acknowledgement that we're going to get to the world's most livable city status should only these 17 issues be adopted. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Leppert. Councillor Wood would like to speak to the motion.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I would like to echo your sentiments in thanking Councillor Leppert for his work in pulling this all together. He works diligently in making sure it reflects the views of Council, and I agree. I think there's some fantastic requests in here that were ably reported in terms of open space and public transport. And look, we haven't even put it out already, and we've got the ring rail that's been announced, so we will claim that. That's fantastic to see that that's coming around. It wasn't on our list, but we'll claim it. But certainly things like Metro 2, we advocated really strongly for Metro 1, and sort of it was on the table, off the table, on the table. And I'd like to think that our advocacy as a capital city with the reputation that we have played a role in you know, helping get that project to the table. So it might just seem like a list of desires and wishes, and there it is for everyone to read, but I don't think we underestimate at all that putting together a list like this, as you've said, has a great advocacy outcome, and if we get sort of, you know, even a quarter of that list delivered, won't it be a great city for all?
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Pinder.
Lord Mayor, I would like to commend Councillor Leppert for all of his efforts in compiling this thoroughly comprehensive document, really, because he worked so collaboratively with us and patiently and tirelessly, and has produced a very, very good document on our behalf. So thank you, Councillor Leppert.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Councillor Rees and then Councillor Leelu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I would also like to express my thanks to Councillor Lippitt for the coordinating role he played, and thank you for your work on this as well, Lord Mayor. A couple of items I would just like to single out as being particularly important. I heard the Deputy Lord Mayor say that this city would be a better place if just a quarter of these initiatives were implemented. I would say let's not sell this list short. I would like to see all of them implemented, and the only way to guarantee that Melbourne regains its rightful place as the world's most livable city will require the implementation of all of them, and we should never sell ourselves short. Speaking to some particular points, Melbourne Metro Rail 2, or Melbourne Metro 2, there's been a big rail announcement made today by the Victorian government. It's obviously a big visionary long-term rail project, and good on the Andrews government for having a long-term vision like that. I would make the observation that Melbourne Metro 2, however, is a short-term priority for the rail network in this city. Yep. So long-term vision is welcome, but short-term priority for this state must be the Melbourne Metro 2. If you look at the commuter forecasts for the Hurstbridge and South Morang rail lines in those booming northeastern suburbs of Melbourne, those rail lines are going to reach capacity before 2025, and the extension of the rail network to South Morang is only going to bring that deadline forward. So, and of course, the Metro 2 rail project will link through to the Williamstown and Werribee lines in the west of Melbourne. Again, that Werribee corridor is one of the fastest growing conurbations in Australia. Massive population growth there. And if you don't get the Metro 2 project going in the next term of government in Victoria, we are going to have a dysfunctional train system from the northeast and out to the west. And so, again, I repeat the point that suburban rail loop project announced today, great bit of visionary long-term project for Victoria, for Melbourne, but that Melbourne Metro 2 is an absolute top priority for the next term of government.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Councillor Leilu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I also want to echo my sentiment to thank you to Councillor Leppard for helping collate all the information. I love the bottom-up approach and the way that we work very collegially, and I guess it just shows that we've put, you know, the resident of Melbourne first rather than political parties and, you know, ideology. And I think given the unrest at the federal level, you know, this is well needed. I also like the fact that we're doing a lot more advocacy. I read in one of the community feedbacks, the community thinks that we're not doing enough advocacy. I can't remember exactly which report. But, you know, the fact that we're actually calling out and working as much as we can, you know, there's a lot of substance in this. And I do completely agree with Councillor Rees that we should all aim for all of it rather than just, you know, a few and not accept anything less than that.
Thank you, Councillor Leilu. Any other councillors wanting? Thank you, Councillor Oak.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I agree with Councillor Rees. It would be great if we could get all of these things achieved. I obviously also echo thanks to Councillor Leppard, but also acknowledge that a lot of what is here is a lot of the items that we've got consensus on that we would like the parties to consider for this capital city, but for the state of Victoria, have been developed over many years at council, and, you know, acknowledge the huge amount of work from our strategic team, especially here at the City of Melbourne, in considering if we could do this, you know, or if the state government could help us with this, we would achieve so much more in our ambition. And a lot of that, a lot of our strategic work is reflected in this list, and so I acknowledge the work from the whole of the City of Melbourne, as well as councillors obviously. A note not to single anything out, but we have mentioned Metro Rail 2 and acknowledge that Councillor Lee Liu has mentioned that maybe it seems that we're not advocating it as much as the community would like us to do, but next Wednesday the City of Melbourne is hosting other surrounding councils in an advocacy meeting, especially around MM2, and so we're getting out there and we are inviting other councils and showing that there is cross-council and cross-organisational support for greater advocacy around Melbourne Metro 2 project. Here's to this big list being reflected in the policies that will come forth as part of the state government election campaign.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Any other councillors? No. Okay, thank you for all of that discussion. And I'm now going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous, so I can declare the motion carried. Thank you very much. Well, this concludes the items of general business to be considered in open session this evening. I'm moving to ask our councillors, is there any urgent business proposed for this evening? Nope. Good. Thank you. We can now move to closure of the meeting, which requires a motion. So I'm calling on a councillor. I haven't finished, but Councillor Wood is moving the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business, and Councillor Pinder has seconded that motion. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. That is unanimous, so I can declare the motion carried. I wish to thank all of the members of the public for your interest. Already gone. And declare the open meeting closed to the public at 6:16 p.m.